I'm joined on Radio Jackie this morning by Paul Scully, who is the MP for Sutton and Cheam. Starting off, following the news that you're no longer the Minister for Tech and the Digital Economy, how are you feeling? Was this expected?
It wasn't expected, actually. I can't pretend that I'm not disappointed. I've been a minister now for nearly 4 years, including Minister for Tech, not for London over that period as well, and technology for the last year. And there's plenty I've been doing, but he's decided he wants to change it leading into the general election, and that's obviously his prerogative, the Prime Minister's prerogative.
Do you feel that you did a good job, and why do you feel you were removed from this position?
Well, I'm not sure. I think he wanted to change. I think he wanted to bring some new people in to the team in the lead up to the general election. And did I do a good job? Yeah, I'm really, really proud of some of the stuff I've done. The listeners will see over Christmas a television programme called Mr. Bates in the Post Office about the Horizon Postmaster scandal, the miscarriage of justice, probably the biggest miscarriage of justice in British court history. And I was able to put a stop to that, set up a statutory inquiry and start the process of compensation. That's probably the best thing that I'll ever do in politics. And in latter years, I've been having got businesses through COVID. I've been working on technology, making sure actually the next few years are in good stead in terms of our amazing technology ecosystem for the jobs that are coming in the next few years.
Obviously, you're aware, and I'm sure our listeners are aware, of that stabbing in Sutton a few days ago. I saw that you made a statement online. Have you got a message for our listeners about this incident?
Yeah, it's always sad when you see someone, especially someone so young, 17-year-old, that was fatally stabbed in Sutton a few days ago. Details are starting to emerge. It's early days yet, but I think overall Sutton remains safe. A lot of the issues that we sometimes get, I don't know if that's the case in this, where people are coming into Sutton rather than just inherent problems in Sutton itself. But I'll keep closely aligned with the police to make sure that we get our stations fully policed, that we can keep people feeling safe on the streets, because it's people do worry, and understandably so, about our antisocial behaviour, about thefts of catalytic converters and those kind of things. The mayor needs to step up as our police and crime commissioner, but Sutton still remains a safe borough, but there's lots of work to do to make sure it stays the same. But my heart goes out to that poor boy's family and friends.
Since we last spoke about the digital phone switchover, BT has started advertising that it's definitely happening. We've been contacted by many elderly people who are extremely worried as they don't have the internet. How will they be able to use their phones?
So my understanding is that BT and Virgin, two of the biggest players in the market, especially around Sutton, have said that they will, if you're just using the new kind of landlines for just phone calls rather than the internet itself, they will come in and install the equipment for you at no extra cost and won't charge you any extra for it. You should be able to use your old phones as well and keep your telephone number. So I think there is a push to make sure that this can be as uninterrupted and less disturbing for people that are not used to taking on more technology as possible.
And will you be briefing the new Minister for Tech on these issues that will come along with the switchover?
It wasn't actually directly under my remit. The new technology minister, I'm sure, will be aware of it, but there was a different minister that looks after telecoms and broadband, a guy called John Whittingdale, that's doing maternity cover for Julia Lopez at the moment. I know they'll be fully briefed on it because they speak to BT, Virgin and all those other carriers all the time. But it's important that we get it right to make sure that this can be as smooth as possible.
And the final topic I'd like to touch on, what's your view on the proposals by NHS England to move children's oncology services out of the Royal Marsden and to Evelina Children's Hospital in central London?
It's really disappointing. They wanted to make sure that there were enough critical care beds around and nearby, and that's just not the case in the Marsden at the moment. And we've been trying to push to keep things at the Marsden because there's some amazing facilities there, the Oaks Children Centre not least. And it's the frustrating thing about it is that the new hospital that's being built just next door to the Marsden would have provided those critical care beds. The sort of timing has been really unfortunate. But, it's not a judgment on the care at the Marsden. The Marsden did brilliant work. I'm running the London Marathon next year to raise money for them. I always support them as best I can. But it's really disappointing that this means that that care is going to move to the Evelina rather than stay at Marsden.
And finally, many families in your constituency are extremely worried about this and about the journey times, costs, how they drive with you, Les. What are you doing to try and mitigate their fears?
Well, look, there's a lot of work I've been doing with you, Les, anyway, because the Royal Marsden itself has got a camera just outside it. And what you find, if people are in Sutton, chances are they're going to get, have to look at changing their cars anyway. It's the people outside, because what with the Marsden, people travel hundreds of miles to come to the Royal Marsden. And it's so dark that the mayor has placed a camera just outside, 170 yards away, rather than move it up the road so those people don't get a fine. Some supporters have been saying, oh, yes, but the NHS has a reimbursement scheme. That's only for charges. That's not for the fines. So if you don't know about this, because the only sign you see is smack bang next to the camera, the first thing you know is when you get a fine through the post, that NHS reimbursement doesn't cover it. The mayor's got to really think again. These are the real-world implications of this tax grab in the ULEZ expansion.